Tearfund Ireland is a Christian missionary organisation which works to end poverty by working through the church community to strive for lasting local change within communities to be lifted out of poverty for good. Sean Copeland is the CEO of Tearfund Ireland, and he took time recently to speak to me about the vision and focus and current projects of Tearfund Ireland. I started by asking him about the history and focus of Tearfund Ireland.
Well, yeah, Tearfund Ireland was started in 2008. Tearfund began in the late 1960s with the Biafra famine. And in 11 different countries around the world, a Tearfund was established through the Evangelical Alliance. So that's where the word tear comes from, the Evangelical Alliance Relief Fund. And so there were always people here on the island of Ireland who were fundraising. And so it just grew and grew and grew. In 2008, Tearfund Ireland was established. And since then, we have grown and developed, really networking with churches here on the island of Ireland to support the most vulnerable and marginalized in countries around the world. We tend to focus mainly, our largest project is in Ethiopia. It's a program that's called a self-help group program, and I can tell you more details about that in a minute. But that's largely funded by Irish Aid, which is a fantastic compliment to us for the Irish government to be so on board with the project. It just demonstrates the effectiveness and the quality of that project. So that's been going for a number of years. We also have been involved since 2014 in Lebanon, supporting Syrian refugees who fled the conflict in Syria and are based in refugee camps and settlements in and around Lebanon. That's been an ongoing project for us there. And we're also very involved in Cambodia, where there are still a lot of children who are being placed in orphanages. And we are working through our local partners to get those children out of the orphanages and back with their families. And there's quite a lot of work around that that can sometimes be confusing. And it's always complex. But the bottom line is that research shows that there are more than 80 million children in orphanages, and over 80% of them have at least one living parent. So we are working with our partners to ensure that children stay in their families rather than go into an institution. So those are the three main projects that we do. We also then are responding in different relief efforts. So the most recent being the earthquakes that happened in Turkey and Syria. We're supporting those in northwest Syria who lost their homes. And of course, they had a lot of challenges and struggles anyway, just from the ongoing conflict in that country. So we have been able to support them with much needed emergency aid there in Syria.
How does Tearfund Ireland deliver this aid to local communities overseas?
We work through local partners. So Tearfund Ireland, the only staff that we have on the ground overseas is we have two staff who are Ethiopian nationals. They're based in Ethiopia. So they are very much on the ground working with the local implementing organizations on the ground. So we do not send Irish people overseas to work. We really focus on developing the capacity of the local organizations who know the area, know the language, know the needs, who are well able and well capable of carrying out the work. So that's largely how we do that. We raise funds here and then we oversee. And you know, there's a lot of quality monitoring that we have to do for obvious reasons. But the work is carried out on the ground with largely church-based or parachurch organizations who are like-minded with us and who share our values for being a Christian organization. And they're the ones who are carrying out the work on the ground.
As a Christian organization, when working in communities overseas, how does Tearfund Ireland deliver the Christian message to the people that you interact with on a day-to-day basis?
I suppose we deliver that by what we do. We're very much we are Christians. Christian organization, and we are motivated by our faith, but we're not an organization. We don't go out and it's not a proclamational message that we're giving for some of the very reasons that you articulate there. But we are motivated by our faith, and our faith compels us to act and serve people who are downtrodden or most marginalized. So we're letting our light shine, and we're doing that in prayer that people may see our good works and glorify God. But we're not going out with a proclamational message, but we are working through the local church in the areas, and we're empowering them and enabling them to do that work. And it's those relationships that they have on the ground where they have an opportunity to speak in a way that's culturally relevant and appropriate for their friends, families.
So I understand the Cheer Fund is running a 5-a-side blitz of all things. This is one of your current projects. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, we very much are wanting and needing people here in Ireland to be a part of what we're doing. So one of the ways that we do that is we do some fundraising events. We do events that build community and relationship, and particularly with churches. We very much want to be a resource and a network for the church in Ireland. So that's the idea behind the 5-a-side blitz. It is very much if your church has people who are interested in playing football, then we have this. We did it last year, and it was a really good success. There's serious bragging rights for those who enjoy playing a bit of footy. So that's going to be on the 10th of June, and it is in Dublin. We are trying to see, can we do something in other parts of the country, in the real capital, as some would say. But for right now, we are in Dublin on the 10th of June and inviting churches to put forward a team. And it's a great opportunity just to raise awareness for what we're doing, get more people involved. And it's been a great tool for churches to invite people who might be on the fringes of the church congregation, but who would come to something like a football tourney. So that's very good. And we'd welcome any churches in the Cork area to contact us on tearfund.ie and look for the registration forms there.
We are living in times of significant upheaval and change, but of course, God is still sovereign. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Speak to us about this in relation to the work that you are doing in the poverty-stricken communities that you work in.
We really believe God is good, and there is such calamity and chaos, it seems and it feels, that is happening all around. And one of the challenges for us is really just helping people stay positive in God's goodness, that He really does. He's good, and He loves people, and He wants our light to shine. So we talk a lot about, there's a passage in Jeremiah chapter 9. And verse 24, and it says, "But let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord." And it's that principle that He delights in exercising or practicing or doing love, justice, and righteousness. And in fact, Psalm 89 also says that justice and righteousness are the foundations of His throne. So if justice and righteousness are the foundation of His throne, that means that where His kingdom is manifest, where His kingdom is present, then justice and righteousness should be evident. And we, as the people of God, the family of God, we have that duty, privilege, responsibility to be able to demonstrate His nature and His kingdom. And that's what we are all about here, that we're really trying to demonstrate His goodness through showing His love and kindness, but also where there has been a falling away from the standard of righteousness, and things are broken, systems are broken, people are being treated unjustly, there's marginalization happening to those who are vulnerable. Well, in those situations, justice needs to happen. And it's not coming at people with a big moral hammer to thump them. It's really coming at them with the goodness and mercy and love of God to say, no, there's a better way to do things. His kingdom is righteousness and justice, and that's what we're trying to represent.
How can people find more information about Tear Fund Ireland?
Yeah, Tear Fund is our website, tearfund.ie. And there's lots of information there. Again, it's mentioning all the different activities that we're doing, the five-a-side. We're also doing a cycling fundraiser event this summer called Pedal Against Poverty. That'll be going up on the site in the next few days. And we invite people to get on your bike and pedal with us to raise awareness. And again, you can contact our office if you have any other questions. We'd love to help. We'd love to support. We'd love to resource in any way we can.
Sean Copeland, CEO of Tear Fund Ireland, thank you for your time. Thanks for taking time to chat to us today.
Thank you, Arthur. Thank you, and God bless.